Mark Zuckerberg told The New Yorker the news source he definitely follows is TechMeme. So listen to the TechMeme Ride Home podcast, the podcast anyone who's anyone in Silicon Valley listens to every day. In just 15 to 20 minutes, you get a rundown of what happened in the world of tech with all the headlines, context, commentaries, and tweets from all the biggest players. New episodes every day at 5 p.m. Eastern. Search your favorite podcast app for Ride Home and subscribe to the Tech Meme Ride Home podcast.
Never miss a minute.
Download the Todd and Tyler podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, and Spotify.
And stream the show 24/7 at TNTRadioEmpire.com.
Augie Smith, about a half hour. Hopefully Tony Rock in about an hour. Nick's performing some comedy tonight himself.
Yes.
At the FunnyBoneOmaha.com. You're featuring. That means you get more than 5 minutes. Cool. All
right. Yeah. Billy Blank is also at the Funny Bone this weekend.
That's next week.
Talk to him
tonight
tomorrow.
Tonight's Nick and who now?
Josh Potter.
We're talking to Billy tomorrow, right?
Yeah, we're talking to Billy. He's with Tony this weekend.
He's this weekend.
I know that, but I thought you mentioned Billy Blankers with Nick, and that's confusing.
No.
Yeah.
No, I mentioned we're talking to Billy Blank tomorrow, right? Because he's at the Funny Bone this weekend.
With Tony Rock, right?
All right, California Grown Ginger. I don't know if that's his Deadpool name.
Sounds like a chick.
Email. Went to barber school at Paul Mitchell in Wichita. Every week, a well-known hairstylist slash barber would come in to talk to us. One of the well-known barbers used to do Ellen's hair. He said she wasn't very nice.
Okay.
He also pointed out, and I didn't know this, she was sponsored by Kind Bar. So every time she says, be kind, which I think was her sign-off, she gets money from Kind Bar.
Yeah, but it didn't say Kind Bar. I mean, we have some bunch of Kind Bars in the kitchen right now. So I like those things. But I don't get why. I'm not going to give away crap for making money by saying, yeah. Saying stuff on a radio show or a TV show. That's what people do.
Right. And be kind, Bar.
Right. Yeah, yeah.
If we got money every time we said get a vaccine, take it.
Right. Or idiot would pay me.
Or if Kind Bar is looking for somebody to replace Ellen.
Right.
I'll say it.
Yeah.
Be kind.
Oh, yeah. I wish they made an idiot bar.
I might be rich, man.
Be kind, douches.
A douche bar would be great, actually.
Or more ROM. Moron.
One time. One time.
That's all it takes.
Nick could be the spokesperson for Chode Bar.
Tastes better than you'd think.
All right, Craig, I didn't send you this because there's really no exciting conclusion to this story. But a lady apparently in Yellowstone got a little too close to a bear.
Well, but she didn't know it was there, right?
Oh, no, she knew it was there. She was photographing the bear.
Oh, don't do that.
And got way too close. The bear charged her. And then she ran away, and the bear ran away.
Oh, so she just decided not to chase her then, obviously? Cause they
right.
You didn't send it to Craig because it doesn't end with she's dead now?
Yeah,
right.
Yeah. Or mauled now. Or she was being, what was the evidence of consumption?
Oh,
remember that term?
Yeah.
Last lady was eaten by a bear.
But here's the paragraph that got my attention. As we've seen before, it could mean consequences. Some guy named Raymond Reike out of Oregon received a 130-day sentence after harassing bison.
I'm harassing the bison last night.
Right. Yeah. It's like going, documented viral video. He is now banned from Grand Teton, Yellowstone, and Glacier National Park for a 5-year probationary period.
I love
period.
The fact that
what's he going to do?
He has a restraining order against bison. Even Puss didn't get a restraining order at the barn back in the day.
Well, I'm curious how they would enforce that.
Oh, they miss him.
Oh, it was your barn.
Is there a picture of that guy sitting in all the booths at all the entrances of all these parks? Saying, don't let this guy in.
I was wondering that, too.
And there's got to be more than one guy like that.
One guy banned for harassing the bison?
Yeah.
Well, don't you have to give him your name to get a pass?
No.
Oh.
No, you just got to give him money.
Shouldn't you put that up anywhere there are bison? Because, you know, he could be harassing other people's bison.
Sure.
Right. Yeah, the bison will rat him out. They'll go tell management. Oh, he's back.
They saw the dude. Right. There's that dude again.
He could go to the Black Hills to harass bison now.
All you can only do is ban the guy, see what happens.
Yeah. But if he wants to go to Teton, Yellowstone, or Glacier, he has to go in disguise.
To harass a bison.
He's got to put his wig and his mustache on.
Then it's a full-on fetish thing.
No, I'm not that bison harasser.
Of course that's not me.
Who would do that?
Today is Stephen Colbert's birthday.
Stephen's 56.
He's pretty tall.
Seven, somewhere in there a bit.
It's also Darius Rucker's birthday.
Darius. Hootie's younger. So the whole, this is going to be two taller then, all right.
Who's older?
Oh.
Colbert.
Not by much, I bet, though.
Yeah, because Hootie wasn't a young dude when that band broke. They were in their mid to late 20s, weren't they?
Yeah, because
early 90s.
They were a frat band in the late 80s in at South Carolina.
Oh, this is tough.
Man, this is tougher now I think about that, because I think Hootie and Blowfish were bouncing around colleges for a while before they hit big.
Hootie doesn't look that old.
They both got to be, what?
Well, he's black. And
late 50s?
They don't crack, man. Yeah, well, I think Colbert's in his late 50s, mid-late 50s. And I don't think Hootie's that old, though.
No, I'm going to have to go.
I bet you Colbert's older.
Yeah.
Even Colbert, final answer.
Yeah, I'm sticking with
final
Colbert.
Final answer.
Yeah, I'm going to go Colbert as well.
Okay, four Colberts.
What are we playing here? Who's older?
Who's older? Yeah.
Okay, Darius Rucker's 55.
It's going to be close, okay. But I think we still
and
won.
Colbert is 57.
Ah. Yeah!
Boom. Nice.
Who's taller?
That's the question.
Colbert.
Hootie.
No, I think Colbert.
I don't think
too.
Hootie's shorter or anything, but I think Colbert is a pretty lanky dude.
Yeah, he is.
I'm going to go with Hootie. I'm going to go out on a limb.
All right.
I'm going to say Colbert.
Colbert. Three Colberts and a Hootie. I ordered that. I get three Colberts
That'll
and a Hootie.
That'll be right out. Yeah.
That'll be right out, sir.
No sauce, though.
No sauce.
one per entree.
Right. We're out of Hootie sauce.
Okay.
Damn it. That's why I got Hootie.
Three Colberts and a Hootie.
Colbert is 5'11".
Could be close.
I thought he was taller than that.
I did, too.
I think Hootie's 6 foot.
Oh, no.
Hootie's 5'10".
Yeah! Oh! Damn it! You suck.
Two for two.
Yeah. You suck.
Damn it.
God, you suck.
Ah! I love that you had hope there, too.
I know you did. He told you.
I did.
Because the way Craig teased.
5'11".
Yeah. Yep.
You got, could be a 6-footer.
Made it worse.
Ah!
It's like how you felt when you saw you traded for Blake Bortles yesterday.
That was a good move, by the way. Yeah. I think that was an excellent move on the GM's part.
Apparently, there were no quarterbacks for minicamp.
Yeah. Okay, is that what it was?
They needed somebody to throw the ball.
Oh, because Rodgers ain't playing.
Rodgers isn't showing up.
And Jordan Love's not even eligible for the rookie minicamps that are coming up this weekend. Like, they needed somebody to throw the ball.
Where'd Bortles go to college? One of the directional Florida schools?
I think so.
Yeah.
Because he was highly touted coming out of college.
USF?
That sounds right.
South Florida or Central Florida?
It might have been Central. You mean Frost, when Frost used to win that team?
I don't think
he won a lot.
Central.
It was Central.
Okay. Yeah.
When did he play there, though?
Was he there when Frost was
there?
No, I don't think he was.
He's before Frost.
Yeah, because he's been in the league 4 years, 5 years now.
But beware the Frost.
It was drafted in 2014.
Oh, no. Yeah. It's coming.
Beware the Frost. You still got one of those t-shirts?
There might be a light covering of ice, everybody. Watch out.
From 3 years ago, beware the frost.
Yeah, 2011, 2012, 2013, he was at UCF.
Okay. Now he's a Packer, man.
Yep. Yeah. He ain't going to be there at the beginning of the season.
Well, they might need him.
You need a second,
they might.
You need a second stringer. You know?
He didn't even come close to meeting expectations.
No.
You need a second stringer.
Hey, he was the quarterback when Jacksonville went to the AFC Championship against the Patriots.
He wasn't bad. They'd laugh because he wasn't as good as the rest of the team was. You're right.
No. Yeah. They had a good defense and a good run game, but he didn't kill him.
Now he's a Packer.
Yeah. Not exactly happy about that.
Jordan Love gets hurt. Starting quarterbacks week 3 is Blake Bortles. Rodgers is playing for the Broncos.
Nope. I think you should be excited about it. Yeah. This could be his resurrection.
Just be happy they didn't bring in the booger-eating Chase Daniel.
I think he's already – he's signed somewhere.
Yeah.
He's somebody's backup.
That dude's made a ton of money being a backup.
Play quarterback your whole life to make you a backup quarterback. Eat one booger on national TV.
Yeah, on ABC.
On national TV. You're always a booger eater.
mean, if you're eating one on national TV, who knows how many you're eating when you're not on national
TV?
Yeah,
true, but we wouldn't know that.
Yeah, he's with the Chargers.
I don't want to know.
Yeah.
Yeah, Court, gross.
That dude got a ring as a backup.
Oh, yeah. Is he number two or three on the Chargers?
God, who
I
cares?
Believe two.
Yeah.
All right. Holy crap.
Easton Stick.
Oh, my God. Who the hell cares?
That's worse for a sports show. Asking if he's ever. We're all talking about he's number two or three on the Chargers.
There's an Omaha kid that's a backup for the Chargers. Okay. Easton Stick. Played at North Dakota State.
Well, who's third string for the 49ers?
Shut up. Just shut up. Craig, what's up?
That's a good question, Nick.
I'm being mean to my employees. Shut up.
Well, Mason Rudolph's dating a hottie, isn't he?
Yeah, but he's a Trumper, so she probably is too.
Oh.
Yeah.
Mercy.
I don't know who it was. I don't pay attention to Mason Rudolph. Yeah.
That's
and when he comes on the field, I go, Jesus, it's Mason Rudolph.
Yeah, so, there you
go. So
yeah, based on his play, not paying attention to him is the good move.
Haskins will beat him out for second string this year, maybe. Who knows? Jesus, you drew me into that crap. How do I yell myself?
Same thing you bitched about.
I'm such an idiot.
Yeah, talking about.
I'm pissed that Craig sucked me in to hate.
You moron.
I'm yelling at myself.
What about that practice squad guy? He might make a run for us.
Shut up. You're not sucking me in again.
I found an incredible website you just have to check out. Nuts.com is the best-kept secret of savvy snackers across the country. It's the simple and convenient way to have nutritious, delicious, healthy nuts, dried fruit, flowers, grains, and so many other high-quality foods delivered straight to your door. They have over 4,000 products to choose from, like white chocolate toffee cashews, bourbon pecans, crystallized ginger, and my personal favorite, honey sesame sticks. Nuts.com isn't just for nut lovers. It's your one-stop online pantry shop. They have an incredible variety available, including candies, dried fruits, and pantry items like baking mixes, pasta, and more. Get fresher products than the supermarket with Nuts.com. New Nuts.com customers get free shipping on your first order when you text podcast to 64,000. So, text podcast to 64,000 to get free shipping on your first order from nuts.com. That's podcast to 64,000. Terms apply. Available at nuts.com/terms.
A woman in Florida went to extreme lengths to get more social media followers. Audrey Franceschini is what we're going to go with.
We're going to do this to try to get more Twitter followers.
Oh, cool. What is that? I haven't
today.
Seen it yet.
You listen to it. It's a great idea.
Okay.
Audrey Franceschini was in court this week after she allegedly posed as a teenager. She's 28. She posed as a teenager to enter Hialeah American Senior High School. She got through school security on Monday by dressing like other students and carrying a backpack and a skateboard.
Backpack.
She took a skateboard.
To try and blend in. Once inside, she passed out flyers.
1998 or what?
She passed out flyers promoting her Instagram page before security confronted her and she ran off. She's now been charged with burglary, interfering with a school function, and resisting arrest.
Well, she even hang around trying to be. Does she look like she could be in high school?
No.
I mean, high school girls can look a lot older now, believe me.
I saw a couple of the photos, and there's one of them that I saw where it was, oh, there's no way that she looks young enough.
Right.
And then there was another one, like, oh, I guess she could pass.
Yeah.
See, the one I'm looking at here is the mugshot, and my first reaction was she's only 28.
Right.
Like, I would have figured her from mid to late 30s.
Oh, okay. So
I didn't think she looked 28, let alone 18.
Yeah, that'd be tough walking around there.
I think you give away your age, probably carrying around probably a brand new skateboard and handing out flyers for your Instagram.
Yeah.
Hello, fellow young people.
That's crazy. That's like in Billy Madison, remember? Because he finally makes it to high school, but he shows up like when he was in high school with a Trans Am.
REO, jamming out his teardrops.
So she showed up to whatever was cool 10 years ago. I don't even know. That's that movie, that John Cryer movie back in the day when he was a younger man. That's a pretty good movie. He goes hiding from the mob as a senior in high school.
Okay, that's the one I'm thinking of.
Lives in the basement,
I was thinking Election. Wasn't Reese Witherspoon doing something undercover in Election?
No, she was actual student.
Okay.
But the John Cryer character, when he goes underground, I mean, he'd already been through school. And he was like a cop or something like that. You know, he got caught
What movie was that?
I don't know, but the weird part about that movie is he goes underground in high school and starts banging a senior.
Yeah.
Hiding out.
Yeah.
1987.
And then follows her to...
don't they hook up at college?
They end
then?
Up in the same college, yeah. Right, yeah.
There's a movie with that girl from Strangers with Candy in it, too, I think, where she goes back to school as an adult.
Amy Sedaris?
Yeah.
And then apparently Never Been Kissed, starring Drew Barrymore, has a similar plot.
Right.
Yeah, the undercover high school kid. I think, Nick, you got the best chance of getting us some more Twitter followers. You look the most like a senior.
Yeah, I'd have to.
You think so? Push can't grow a beard.
I'd have to put a yarmulke on or something to cover up my bald spot.
We could send Push back to school. He'd still look old, but he'd have no facial hair.
Hi, fellow young people.
Yeah. He's a young Jewish lad.
Because the kids there would think we're the parents of one of the teachers. You and I.
And you could be.
I'm still teasing my daughter because I told the story before. We were walking around KU's campus back last fall or something. It's a beautiful day. We're walking around the campus, and I see these guys playing beer pong at a bunch of dudes living in this house, and they're playing beer pong. So I'm walking with my daughter, and I see the guys, they're playing beer pong. It's like noon, they're drinking. I'm thinking, cool, college kids drinking, playing beer pong noon on a Tuesday or whatever.
Did you want to join them?
Well, they wave down. I go, hey, what's up, guys? What's up? And as we keep walking, my daughter goes, they were waving at me. I said, oh,
yeah,
I ruined that one, didn't I? I said, no, they were waving at me, man. They wanted me to go up and hang out with them because I'm a cool college guy.
I still got it.
No, I don't have it.
They wanted to party with me.
No, I totally thought that. I really totally thought they were just saying, what's up, dude?
They're checking me out.
And then you said, and don't party with those guys next year.
Oh, yeah, like then I said, yeah.
It likes to party.
Right, so yeah.
Likes to party hard.
So I went undercover.
Party when it's time to party.
Went undercover.
Yeah, it got to the point where like the students started to look a lot younger than they used to, and now like when we go for like an open house or whatever, like the teachers look like that now.
Yeah.
Before I'm like, well, you kids are in high school, you look like super young, and then the teachers are like, what? You're a teacher?
Oh, right.
Okay.
Oh yeah.
Your parents totally drop you off. I totally get that.
I think the last couple of my daughter's teachers, the last two grades, have been younger than me.
Oh, easily.
Yeah.
Easily. Right.
Not easily. Shut up.
Easily.
Shut up. It's not easily.
Hey. Of course they are.
Maybe 3 or 4 years.
Oh, easily. Come on.
All right. 10 or 12.
It could be 18 years of teaching and still be younger than you.
Sorry. No, they wouldn't. No, they'd be right at my age.
Okay, 17 years of teaching.
Yeah. Shut up, easily tenured.
What's the alternative, Puss?
I don't know. Be younger?
Be younger. Yeah. That doesn't exist. Come on back.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler, and our podcasts now are easier than ever to find.
Just download the iHeartRadio app and search Todd and Tyler.